This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. We are learning new things about Obamacare's legacy every single day. Hey, by the way, before we get into that, did you see the boss move that Donald Trump did on the NATO dude? They were walking along. You guys know that the other day NATO had a session, and Donald Trump chastised him. He says, hey, pay your way. Pay your fair share. There's nothing new here. He's been doing this the whole time. But, man, what a boss move. Dude was trying to, like, cut him off. And Donald Trump came in and just, like, moved the guy back and got in front and then put his hands, you know, down like, I'm the boss hog here. Trump was all like, take that, homeboy. One can only imagine what Barack and St. Obama would have done. If you see it, you have to watch it. They're walking along, and this guy's like just kind of muscling his way. He's talking to some woman. I don't know who she is. And suddenly Trump just moves his shoulder and like just steps in front of him. I mean, abruptly steps in front of him. And then just kind of sits up there with his shoulders back like, what? And points at the woman and, you know, says something. You obviously can't hear it. But the body language was, you're not getting in front of me. I know what Obama would have done. He'd have turned around and bowed. He'd be like, oh, I'm really sorry. So sorry, sir. So sorry. So sorry. Trump wasn't going to be pushed aside. I think metaphorically, it was him saying, this is a meeting where you've been pushing us, or you're an organization that's been pushing us around. We've been doing your dirty work for decades. And you haven't been paying your bills. And I'll be doggone it if you're going to jump in front of me and act like you're some big deal. Man, it is, I'm telling you, it is a must-see video. Go to our page and see it. Trump shoves NATO stooge, I think is what we titled it. And it's so fitting. Anyway, he went on to chide NATO for not meeting their financial commitments to the alliance. And he says, declined to reiterate U.S. commitment to the alliance's mutual defense pledge. Members of the alliance must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations, Trump told the heads of state, who stood silently, some shifting uncomfortably behind him. 23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they're supposed to be paying for their defense. This is not fair to the tax-paying people of the United States. It's essentially what Trump said. They said the call appeared to reveal Trump's continued misunderstanding of NATO's members' defense commitment. While Trump argued that many of the allies owed massive amounts of money from past years, the 2% defense spending benchmark that allies must meet is designed to boost their military, not to funnel money to NATO or other allies. So in other words, if they're spending money on their military, it doesn't necessarily have to go into NATO, per se. Anyway, people have said that Donald Trump has been mocking NATO because he called it obsolete. And they've scoffed at him for saying it's no longer needed. Here was what he said in March 26, 2016, or what I should say they wrote of him. Trump participates in a CNN town hall later the same day. He's asked directly about NATO by host Wolf Blitzer and again cites the cost to the United States. CNN's Blitzer, do you think the United States needs to rethink U.S. involvement in NATO? Trump, yes, because it's costing us too much money. And frankly, they have to put up more money. They're going to have to put some up also. We're paying disproportionately. It's too much. And frankly, it's a different world than when we originally conceived the idea and everybody got together. On the 26th of March, he's interviewed by the New York Times' Maggie Haberman and David Sanger. And the Times reported that he wished to refocus NATO on counterterrorism. Mr. Trump struck similar themes when he discussed the future of NATO, which he called unfair economically to us. He said he was open to an alternative organization focused on counterterrorism. Now, here's what I say. Trump hasn't, has he said NATO's obsolete? Yes. But he's saying they're obsolete in the context that if you're not going to pay your bills, what do we need you for? Deadbeat dads don't pay child support, for example. Deadbeat nations don't pay their defense support when you claim you're part of a defense pack, a contract. You've made a contract. And if we're doing all the heavy lifting, then why do we need you? And the second part of it is he's saying, we don't need this alliance of military might. We need the alliance of people willing to say, I believe that multiculturalization is bad for the country, bad for the world, and we're going to do everything we can to fight terrorism. NATO, half the countries in NATO are partnered with Muslims. It is a different world. We're not all going against the Warsaw Pact. We're not fighting the Cold War with the former Soviet Union. We're fighting against people who now inhabit every one of our countries. These Muslims are, and you can make the distinction good, bad, or indifferent, but I'll tell you this, with the next attack that happens, if it's a suicide bomber, or if it's a car, or if it's a poison, or something like that, you can be guaranteed it's going to be some Muslim attack. It isn't going to be Americans attacking or anything like that. It's going to be Muslims. And so we need to recognize this and stop putting our heads in the sand. Oh, I get it. They're not all bad people. Okay, great. I understand. It's like saying, oh, well, you know, they had a Jeffrey Dahmer's a serial killer, but look, everybody in his family's not bad. I don't care. Jeffrey Dahmer's bad. It's time that these people pull their weight. It's time that we rethink strategies. We've dedicated fortunes to cybersecurity, to the Trump's budget to increase the military. Crazy amounts. If that's the case, we shouldn't be contributing a nickel to NATO. We've put in our fair share of GDP and our own protection. That protection extends to people around the world. The very protection that we're currently giving Afghanistan, Iraq, and others were things that the UN are the ones who said, you know what, we're willing to intervene. We went into Kuwait because of the UN. We went into Iraq because the UN didn't have the teeth to do anything. And NATO had, you know, oh, we'll give you some, you know, some medics or, you know, something else. No, you got to kick some you got to put some skin in the game. And the other thing I don't like about that is we turn our troops over to some French general who doesn't know what he's doing. Enough is enough. So we got to start working on this stuff. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about this hour, folks. Glad you guys are here. Next, what are we going to do? WAPO, I'm going to talk about them. We got a funny segment coming up soon, and we'll also talk about Black men.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Paul Joseph Watson live here in Paris for Infowars.com. Now, if you remember, just days after the Charlie Hebdo massacre back in January, there was a pundit, a security expert called Steve Emerson. He went on Fox News and said that a lot of this jihadist radicalized sympathy was emerging out of the immigrant communities in Paris, the quote, no-go Muslim areas, the ghettos. He was roundly ridiculed, called Islamophobic, and even the mayor of Paris went to the length of suing Fox News simply because he made these comments. Now what do we see transpire in the aftermath of the Paris massacre just a few days ago? Massive raids across both France and Belgium targeting these no-go Muslim ghettos, which for a year the media has pretended do not exist, and if you say they exist, you're racist, you're bigoted, you're Islamophobic. So now at least 3 of the ringleaders of this plot, the masterminds behind this plot, targeted in these Muslim area ghettos in both Belgium and France. The Belgian government itself admits that it's lost control of these areas. That was reported in the New York Times today. So again, 3 months ago, InfoWars reported the French army was training to reclaim radicalized immigrant areas of France if there was an uprising civil unrest. We already had the riots in France 10 years ago. Now the army, as of 3 months ago, was preparing for a violent uprising within these radical areas, because the same jihadists that we armed and funded in Syria and Libya are now bringing the Kalashnikovs back into Europe through the migrant wave and handing them to these radicalized communities, according to French intelligence experts. So again, it goes right to the heart of the fact that this migrant wave is not only dangerous to culture, it's not only dangerous to a tolerant liberal West, it's a massive security threat, because several of these terrorists emerged out of those areas, and unless we acknowledge that threat for what it is and stop hiding behind political correctness and Islamophobia, more of these deadly, horrible tragedies are going to happen. I'm Paul Joseph Watson for InfoWars.com.
Can't really say it much better than that. Jeez. And, you know, how many no-go zones are there? I think last time we reported on no-go zones, there were 700 no-go zones. And for those of you who really don't understand what that means, just kind of think, where do you, like, okay, I'll use St. Louis as an example. In St. Louis, if you go north on Lindbergh, and you cross over, what's the street? Anyway, north on Lindbergh, the next street would be you from the freeway. You go past Lindell, and about two blocks up, I forget the name of the street, but you'd make a left to go to Blueberry Hill. A lot of people know what I'm talking about, because that's where Chuck Berry played. But that street, and I can't recall the name, that corner, there's a mobile gas station on the northwest corner that is the most violent gas station in the city. You get robbed there. One of my friends got robbed there, walked right up. She was getting in her car, put gas in. It was, you know, settling in her purse, and a guy walked up, pointed a gun at her, and just waved, like, giving the purse. She was telling me the story. She goes, I said, you've got to be kidding. And he just kind of smiled, and she just handed the purse to him. And he took her wallet, and the reason why she said that was she had just cashed her check. She had to get cash, and she had cash. And she was like, couldn't even have a check that I could have the company cancel. Because credit cards and stuff like that, you can take care of. She had gotten cash. And I don't know how much it was, but it was hundreds of dollars. And this was years ago. But yeah, robbed right getting gas. It's not like in the middle of the night. I'm talking about in the middle of the day. We're not talking night here. So you have no-go zones in the United States. There's a place called Bonton, South Dallas, in Dallas, Texas. Cops will tell you, look, Bonton, you going to Bonton? We come with the detectives for the murder scene or whatever. We don't come to get you. We come to investigate. Stay away. There are areas like that. So we have no-go zones in the United States. There are no-go zones practically all around the world. Now, but the no-go zones, cops can go into the no-go zones in America. As much as they don't like to, they can go in there. And occasionally they'll go in there and they'll knock heads. The no-go zones in these areas we're talking about, these 700 places throughout Europe that you can't go, don't you go unless you're a Muslim. And it doesn't mean you're safe because you're Muslim. It just means you have a better chance. But do not go if you're not a Muslim. They will beat you up. They will take your money. If you're a woman, you will be sexually assaulted. There is no question. Cops get chased out of these zones. We posted a video of exactly that. A mob of Muslims have a police car. He can't even turn around. He's backing out at high speed as they're running after him. That's how bad it was for them. And what do you do? It's practically lawless. So they practice Sharia law openly. They shut down the streets. I could tell you guys stories. Trust me, we have kids that are from France, living in France. They've been. I'm talking about these are quote adopted kids, and not official adoption, but they've come over to teach French, And then they went back to their homeland, back to homes. And I can tell you, two of the four boys that we had here said, for no reason, I was attacked by Muslims. Walking down the street, a friend of mine, attacked by Muslims. The other one, guy says, can I bum a cigarette? Sure. Reaches in, gives him a cigarette. Next thing he knows, three more guys show up. He kind of looks around like, what's going on? Boop, boop, boop. They start trying to pummel him. That's the way it is. And they're doing, it's an intimidation thing. And it's gaining more and more territory. And you know what they're doing? They have lots of children. And then they spread out. And it's mosque after mosque, neighborhood after neighborhood. And if you get one that moves in, I guarantee you, in 2 years, you won't even recognize where you live. There'll be 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, and the next thing you know, you're booking. You're out of there. So, you know, it's that's where we're headed. And this guy's talking about it. Steve Emerson said that the jihadist movement is coming out of the poverty in Paris that all these leftists are saying, bring them in. Bring them in to what? Bring them in because they're going to be productive. They're going to bring some cultural renaissance to you. No, bring them in. We'll stick them in our ghettos. All these ghettos in Paris are named after renaissance people, Beethoven and whatever. So they're going to send these guys into the ghettos. And now, what are they doing? They're starting to take Steve Emerson's his premonition right. Massive raids targeting these ghettos. Before, you were a racist or a bigot or Islamophobic. But ringleaders all over the Europe are from where? Exactly where Steve Emerson said. Belgium government, as Paul Joseph Watson reported, we've lost control of these areas. They're going to have to send in the military, the French army, training, to preparing to reclaim these areas. This is where we are now in the world. Just pathetic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Y'all, Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Kevin Jackson Show. We don't even say radio. Why do we take radio out? People don't know what kind of show it is. We just say the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, who knows? I don't worry about stuff like that. I got people. I have people to worry about that. Anyway, hey, glad you guys are contacting me. We've had a lot of flurry of activity. It's probably around the idea that I said I could leave this thing. And again, I don't look for sympathy. People, oh, Kevin, don't hang in there, Chief. Hang in there, little kiddo. You don't need to give me that kind of stuff. Look, this isn't one of these things where, you know, oh my gosh, you know, folks, what am I going to do if I can't survive without radio? Trust me, it's not that. I love doing radio, but I love doing it for the reasons that I said, that my message is resonating. If that's not happening, I'm ready and willing to give it up. I'm not saying I want to, but you're the reason I do it. And I will tell you, I talked to my radio syndicate, and they're like, Kevin, we are ecstatic to have you on. We want to see this thing grow like crazy, so we're working on it. And but I've given everybody the lecture. I'm not here for your amusement. I'm here because I believe I've got a mission from God. And I can tell you, God and I have been talking to each other, but he hasn't mentioned radio in a while. I guess he's focused on something else for me. He's working on me. Anyway, I want to talk about this. We've had how many times do we have to try to figure out what has happened with Hillary Clinton and why she lost? How much of that do we really need to go through? But we're continuing to talk about it.
Why is Hillary Clinton lost?
There's a new report, just so you guys are understanding this, from the Washington Post. Blames the Russians for fooling then-FBI Director James Comey into distrusting the Department of Justice and making the announcement that many believe sunk Hillary Clinton's presidential chances. They're saying the Russians fooled him. According to the report, the FBI received faulty intelligence planted by the Russians that further eroded, I'm reading this, Comey's confidence in the Department of Justice's ability to be objective and disinterested in relation to the Obama administration. Now, I'm going to stop there because I'll be honest with you. I don't really quite get it. It's Comey's justice. He's part of the FBI. He's part of justice. It's run by Lynch. It's all a bunch of leftists. And so what they're saying is, we were too stupid, and we let the Russians tell us how to think and what to do. And it goes on to say this, the secret document, which purported to be a piece of Russian intelligence, claimed that former Attorney Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, had privately assured someone in the Clinton campaign that the investigation into Clinton's handling of classified information would go nowhere. So it's saying that they're saying that, I mean, I'm interpreting this, that there was a cabal that Comey couldn't run the risk of people believing that the Clinton campaign would go nowhere, so he launched it. I don't know if I believe that. This is a Washington Post article. See, I didn't, for the record, I didn't get it from there. I don't click on the Washington Post stuff. It goes on to say this. I think this is from The Blaze. Sources told The Washington Post that the FBI determined the intelligence to be fake, but only after it persuaded Comey that the Department of Justice could not be trusted and forced his hand to speak publicly about the investigation. So what it's also saying is Comey's too stupid to have really vetted the material to make sure it's exactly what he said it was. Look, I don't believe this story at all. The Russians tricked them into doing this or that. I'm not saying it's not beyond the possibility, because let's face it, leftists are stupid. But I don't believe the story. The source is the Washington Post. I believe nothing they say. This is propaganda. Comey, he launched the investigation on the wrong thing. It's almost like they're trying to say, you know, the fruit of a rotten, you know, what is it? The fruit of a rotten tree is not good. I don't know what the saying is, but there's a saying that governs exactly what I'm trying to say. Somebody's out there saying, somebody's out there giving me, Kevin, just say this, say this. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is, but it has to do with some rotten fruit. That I do know. Here's what this thing says. It was a very powerful factor in the decision to go forward in July with the statement that there shouldn't be a prosecution, a source told the Washington Post. We need a fart noise every time we say Washington Post. The point is that the Bureau picked up hacked material that hadn't been dumped by the bad guys involving Lynch. And that would have pulled the rug out of any authoritative announcement. It's too convoluted the way they wrote it to where I don't really understand it. But here's what they're saying, that without this hacked information, this false information, Comey would not have acted. And therefore, Hillary Clinton would have her big white buttocks sitting in the White House right now. Comey, the article continues, has already said under oath that Attorney General Lynch's tarmac meeting with former President Bill Clinton was one of the reasons he felt the Department of Justice couldn't be trusted. This additional report provides yet another reason, despite it being false, of why he made the announcement that helped doom Hillary Clinton. So just so we're clear, and we're doing this together, folks. We're rifting together, okay? Just want you to understand that I don't have a... I don't have the answers here, but here's what I'm now finally able to kind of piece together. What they're saying is, Comey made the decision to reopen this thing and to make this announcement when he found out about this very, finger quotes, impromptu meeting between former President Bill Clinton, the wife of a woman who might very well be under investigation by the Department of Justice, ergo the FBI, and Lynch, who is the Attorney General at the time. A little too convenient. So Comey, they know, used that as one of the reasons that he needed to look into it. But in case that's not enough, now I'm just extrapolating here on behalf of WAPO, the Washington Post, in case that's not enough, there was also this hacked, fake Russian memo that did it. Now, see, that's where it gets interesting to me, because, quite frankly, wouldn't it be enough that these two met on the tarmac and all the other things? I mean, wouldn't it be enough that, let me just help you with this, that the Clinton Foundation seemed to always be around the money where Hillary Clinton had gone in the State Department, Bill would show up as the cleaner, the sweeper, whatever. It was amazing how Hillary made a trip. Bill came in behind. The Clinton Foundation got money. And Bill and Hillary are speaking all over creation. I just find it very interesting. Very coincidental. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I came up with something that I found very, even more interesting. The real reasons that Hillary lost. Now, I'm here to give you definitive reasons why Hillary lost. Any one of these reasons would be enough to get Hillary out of the White House. And here's the deal. Number one, you're going to get mad at me. You're going to say, Kevin, you're shaming, but it's okay. It's the truth. Number one, her buns are too big. Everybody knows nobody wants a fat president. That is why Krispy Kreme, couldn't make it. I'm going to go through these relatively quickly because I don't have a lot of time in this segment. Number two, Hillary Clinton is not attractive enough. Perhaps 30 years ago, people would have tolerated Hillary the Shrew. Hillary was not an ugly woman. But let's face it, people do not tolerate old, ugly shrews. We make them witches in fairy tales. We do not make them presidents. Hillary Clinton is too ugly to be president. I said it. Sorry. Now, Donald Trump, handsome man. Aged. We'll talk about that in a second. Hillary Clinton speaks in a monotone voice. If Hillary learned anything, she would have taken voice lessons. Why do you think she had Katy Perry do her events? She needed someone who could speak in more than one note. I want to thank you for being a part of what I'm doing here. Here's what would have gotten Hillary elected, seriously, if she had adopted Bill's black son. In retrospect, you know the Clintons know the optics of this, that Hillary embraced Bill's black baby. She'd have her fat butt in the White House right now. And here's what would have definitely gotten Hillary elected if she had announced an affair with Huma Abedin. See, America was ready for a lesbian president, not just a woman president. And Obama, well, you know, he set the stage with the walks on the beach with Reggie Love and all the LGBT legislation. But I digress. America would have understood Hillary turning to Huma in a time of crisis. This would have negated the Anthony Weiner saga. And again, Hillary's fat buttocks would be suffocating a White House lounger. But no, Hillary Clinton didn't do those things. And that's why she lost. And you heard it here first, folks, on the Kevin Jackson Show.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them. I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these
makes uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. A little bit off topic from what we've been talking about today, but I want to talk a little bit about Obamacare, because I've been thinking about this segment for a little while, and it has to do with the web cost of Obamacare. And somebody sent me this message that listens to the program, and here's what he says. Kevin, let's not forget the most expensive website in the history of the Internet. $4.69 billion in federal money has been spent developing four state Obamacare exchanges that are now in shambles, and the final price tag for salvaging them may go sharply higher. Here are the states: Massachusetts, Oregon, Nevada, and Maryland embraced Obamacare. Each underperformed, and here it is by the numbers. broken state exchanges, health exchanges, $51 million. The amount Nevada's system has spent of the approximately $90 million in federal grants that was authorized. So you can keep tab on your own here. $51 million for that. The amount in Massachusetts, $57 million. It's seeking an additional $121 million for a second effort. Federal funds spent on Maryland's was $118 million. That theirs is fatally crippled, is what they call it. $118 million. I can't even fathom that, seriously. Federal funds to cover Oregon's, which failed, $248 million. Here's the total number. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, calculates the federal government has approved for states since 2011 to help states determine whether to create or their own exchanges or to assist in doing so. $4.698 billion, and all of this, and everywhere we turn, nothing but failure. Now, I bring this up because I keep coming back to this because this concept to me is something I really want you to understand. Nobody wanted, I didn't say nobody, the overwhelming majority of Americans did not want Obamacare. And what happened was the left said, we don't care. They needed something to plant the flag of liberalism, leftism, the way of Obama, and it was a new thing. They thought, if we can sell this, if we can force this, we can force anything on the American people. They will be able to do nothing. They will be powerless. And they did it. They got us to buy an insurance product that was worse than anything we had, that was leading to government control of health care, not only your dollars, but even the quality of care. And they forced it down our throats, and they got the Supreme Court to capitulate and actually say, to go against the Constitution, it can force you to get a product or service from the government that you go, why should I have to get that? Well, it's for the greater good. So all of these things colliding, and they got it. And that was important. You go back and you look at the numbers. Think about it this way. Even with them lying to us, they could never get Obamacare over 50%. Not even close. The majority of the people didn't want it. And the people who did on the left that claimed that they wanted it only ideologically. They must support Barack Obama. They didn't care about the product. They did it ideologically. You don't like it, therefore we have to like it. And that's what they did. And so I want you to understand the concept of being sold something that you know you don't want. It then becomes something that it's really good. All the things that were said about Obamacare was, this is the craziest thing in the world that you would say, okay, give me something and then I'll look at it later. It's like going to Neiman Marcus and they say, okay, well, give us a $5,000 check. Here's a box. Go take it home if you like it. Well, whether you like it or not, you got to keep it. Would you go to a store with whatever amount of money that makes you a little squeamish and they say, here's a box, give us your check, go look in the box, but whatever's in there, it's yours. That's the value. You'd never do it. Not in a million years. But that's what we did with Obamacare. It's crazy. So now we've learned, we've had company after company that said, fine, you want to do it that way? We'll kick our, if it saves us money to make people pay for it themselves, they did it. They kicked more people off of good health care than in the history of man. And don't even look back on it. Because the ideology of making Barack Obama look like he's good is worth more than your health. Your health care. I could give you horror stories. So I told you guys, took our son to, because he had a tick bite. Took him over to emergency because we wanted to get antibiotics. I just went in and said, can you give me antibiotics? They go through all these things. Our cost, the part that we were going to pay, $600 plus. I said, no way on God's green earth will I pay $600 when I went in there and said, I want antibiotics. And you know what they ended up prescribing? Antibiotics. And I don't even know what the insurance paid. Now, I don't know that I've actually reached my deductible, so it may be zero. That may be the whole thing. But you tell me what antibiotics cost. My prescription was $5. And I went and asked specifically for it. Oh, we got to run tests and more tests and more tests and tests. They didn't run a single test that could tell me whether or not this boy had Lyme disease or not. $600 plus. I said, I will fight you to that. I told the hospital, you can be doggone Skippy. I ain't paying that bill. So anyway, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City is pulling out of 32 counties in Kansas and Missouri next year because the insurer says it lost more than $100 million on Obamacare. They're the latest to pull out of the insurance market for 2018, following major defections in Iowa and several other states. The decision, I'm reading this, is sure to become more political fodder for both parties as the Senate debates Obamacare's repeal. What debate? If the media were truthful, Obamacare never would have made it. If the Obama administration were truthful, it never would have made it. This is what people should be focused on. Why is it that we can't go back to the Supreme Court and say, look, they lied. They told us that we could keep our doctors and all that. No matter how you spin this, it was a lie. I don't know what to do. I don't have all the answers to this, but I'm just saying it makes common sense to me to say, you go back to the Supreme Court and we can get rid of Obamacare with the justices. I mean, other than we got to get rid of Roberts. The decision announced Tuesday, they say, will affect 67,000 customers, plans sold on and off Obamacare exchanges. It will not affect 2017 plans. The insurer said the decision was made due to the staggering financial losses and not due to the uncertainty surrounding Obamacare or the law's insurer subsidies, which are in doubt for next year. You're not getting a subsidy. Subsidies were nothing but reparations. That's all it was. It was for poor folks. And you know what? The left didn't care if a few white poor people got paid as long as an overwhelming number of blacks and Hispanics got that $3,000 or whatever dollars that was free money. The money that you've been investing in your own health care, all the money that you overpay, you know, for the year, which I think for us it ended up being, it was like $5,000 a year, easy. That was going to subsidize two families who probably weren't even taking their kids to the doctor and went into emergency anyway and just waited it out. Because you don't have to pay that bill. If you aren't worried about your credit, you don't have to pay that bill. I mean, I'm worried about my credit because I got good credit, but I'm going to have my attorney fire a letter off to that hospital and say, we went in there and told you we wanted amoxicillin and you wouldn't give it to us until we went through all these stupid tests. Anyway, the guy says, this is the CEO of Dennett Wilson. She says, like many other health insurers across the country, we've been faced with challenges in this market. Through 2016, we've lost more than $100 million. Unsustainable. Several other insurers are going to pull out. You've heard about Aetna. They're withdrawing from the individual market in Virginia and Iowa. They said in Iowa may not have any health plans next year after its insurers pulled out. The individual market is used by those who don't get insurance through their employers and includes Obamacare exchanges. They can't generate profits for one simple reason. Obamacare was made to cover the most sickly people. And that's who jumped on it. And they were anticipating all these kids were going to jump on it. Well, guess what? Kids didn't have jobs. They stayed on parents' plans. No matter how you looked at this, I don't care. Look, this is such a no-brainer that it just speaks to liberalism. It screams liberalism. You think that a bunch of people, who's going to get on it? The most sickly people on the planet. You are betting on the millennials pulling the weight. A bunch of self-indulgent little snowflakes. That's who you're betting your future on. That they're going to, oh, no, we have no problem taking care of all these old sickly people. First of all, the generation of old folks, that those baby boomers, they are worse than millennials, and the millennials certainly ain't going to take care of them. So you got two groups that don't give a crap about one another, and you think that's going to prop up your system? Oh, man, that's Obama on steroids.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.